Happy Friday and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Joel Riley, your host, Dave, still incognito, in absentia, and on vacation. And he'll be back on Monday. Should be a lot of fun to catch up with Dave and see how vacation number three for the year went. We've got a beautiful start to the day. It looks like we're going to have sunshine and a high about 54, but a cloudier weekend is coming. We'll keep you up to date on the forecast as we roll. Right now, a guy that made me smile. As soon as I saw him on the sheet, I'm like, this is going to be a great half hour because Kelly Collins is here. Now, Kelly, the first time I met you, last summer before Pirate Fest.
Ahoy, lady.
And I'm telling you what, that was an incredible weekend. We were out there, and I was amazed at an inaugural event, at just how popular that was.
Well, pirates, people love pirates. You know, we're on the water. What could go wrong, right? Yeah, we actually had several thousand people attend the first year.
I know. And I mean, you know, just all the different mechanisms that people could hunt for treasure and that marketplace kind of right in the gate of Buckeye Lake. It was just absolutely brilliant. So you're going to do that again this year?
We are. We're actually doubling the size of the show. We rented a lot. Across the street from us was a vacant lot.
Okay.
We rented the lot. So now we're up to over 106 vendors. So we're going to be the largest Pirate Fest in the Midwest this year.
I see. I was expecting a round two, but I didn't realize you were going to double it. So now you're going to have to double your cast of characters, right? I mean, because you had pirates placed all around the Buckeye Lake region. So yeah. Do you have that kind of reach? Can you draw that number of pirates in?
Oh, I believe so. We actually have pirates that have already responded as far away as North Carolina. They're coming up to join us. So the word has spread that the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest is a great opportunity to gather with pirate friends and mermaids and steampunk and have a great time.
You know, I'm telling you, in Buckeye Lake region seems to embrace this kind of thing. I mean, we just went through Winterfest at the end of January. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the story that they tell, because this was the 10th annual, and the story they tell, that first one was not widely populated, I suppose would be the way you'd say it. Maybe 10 or a dozen people on North Shore Park. Yeah. And, you know, Benny the Bass came out and did its thing, and that was it. Now it's fireworks and an all-weekend festival with a polar plunge. So, I mean, do you have that kind of design on Pirate Fest to keep growing it each year?
Oh, I anticipate it will continue to grow. We're finding out how many people love being a pirate, you know, at least for the weekend. And we actually, the show not only is the size larger, but we went to 3 days this year.
Okay.
So it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gotcha.
And, of course, the treasure hunt this year, you'll have, instead of one day to look for the treasure, you'll have 3 days to look for all 40 treasure chests.
Uncovering booty is what it's all about. Absolutely. So the plans on that sound great, and I'm sure we'll have you back as we get closer. But today, you got your captain's hat on because you're going to teach a boating class.
I am. And this will be my fourth year for Buckeye Lake boater training.
Okay.
And so I've trained somewhere around 800 people now through the classrooms. And about 150 with hands-on training where I actually come to your house, get on your boat, and teach you how to dock your boat.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's like anything. There are some basic principles, boat to boat to boat, that are covered. But, I mean, being hands-on and on a specific boat, that probably really brings it all home.
Well, you know, people think because they have a driver's license that they can get behind the wheel of a boat and just, you know, same thing. And it's not. It's not the same. And so, the way I started, I've been boating for 40 years.
Okay.
I'm a former Coast Guard boating safety officer.
Okay.
I used to patrol the Great Lakes, all the Great Lakes. I worked every weekend, all summer. But I had a lifelong dream that when I retired, I was going to have a house on the water and a boat.
Okay.
And that's what I did. So gotcha. I moved out to Buckeye Lake 7 years ago. And I was taking friends out on my boat, and they went out the very next day, bought a brand new boat, never had a boat in their life, called me up and said, "We bought a boat. Can you teach us how to use it?" And I said, "Well, sure, I can do that."
Yeah.
So I went over and I taught them how to use their boat, and he said, "You know, you're good at this. You should start a business doing this out here at the lake."
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about it, and I was retired, and I'm like, well, that'd give me something to do in retirement. So I met up with the ODNR manager there, Mark Hoffines, and he said, "Fantastic. We would love to have somebody teach people." He goes, "Because we're short-staffed. We don't have the budget." He said, "We're enforcing boating laws, but we don't have time to do the education."
Mm-hmm.
They do have a class they teach, but not hands-on on your boat.
Gotcha.
And so that's kind of what got me started. It took me 9 months to get my certification, because I'm the first and only ODNR certified boat trainer for the whole state.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm the first one. And that's
and with all that way, you said you had 40 years experience with the Coast Guard?
Well, not 40 in the Coast Guard, 40 years boating.
Okay. So how many years in the Coast Guard?
Total of 7 years.
Okay, 7 years. So I would imagine that propelled you, but that wasn't good enough? Just like, hey, you got 40 years experience and you got 7 with the Coast Guard, you're our man? You still had to do 9 more months?
Well, it's because I was the first. And okay. So I had to go through their legal department, okay. And it was during COVID, and you know there were people out of the office. But yeah, it took me 9 months to get my permit.
So
and,
persistence is the key.
And you know, I see the need. You know, I watch people at the launch ramps making some of the most ridiculous mistakes you could imagine.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to tell me that your boat training starts with backing the boat down the ramp?
I teach that too.
Okay. See, I say God bless you because I've spent time at Cumberland Lake down in Kentucky at Cave Run, and opening boat ramp day is crack a beer and enjoy. If you don't mind cussing, it's crazy.
Well, and it's stressful for people. Yes. And so if you take my class and I teach you how to use your boat and how to launch your boat, it releases it. I'll eliminate that stress because if you know what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you've practiced it and you're comfortable with it, it's an easy task. It takes the stress away from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the whole thing with boating is a lot of people, they're afraid to dock their boats. I had a guy approach me at one of my training classes, and he said, I wish I would have met you several years ago. He said, because I bought a boat, I took it from the marina to the dock, and I slammed into the dock.
Ooh.
And he said, I damaged my boat. I embarrassed myself in front of my family and friends. And he said, I never went back to use the boat again until the end of the season. I took it back to the marina and told him I was done with it. He said, and it was just, what a waste of money,
gosh. But waste of a summer, too. I mean,
waste
you're planning
of a summer.
All this wonderful boat action, and all of a sudden, it's all for naught.
Well, if you're afraid of your boat, then you're not going to use it.
Right on.
And so my training class, I come to your house, get on your boat. The first 15 minutes is a safety inspection, because I want to make sure that not only do you have all the safety equipment that's required, but you know where it is on your boat, mm-hmm. and you know how to use it. Then the next 45 minutes is dock training. I have milk jugs that I put in the water, and we do close quarters maneuvers in your boat around these milk jugs. I'm teaching you how to use your throttle, how to use the steering, how much room you need to maneuver around, you know, objects. And mm-hmm. so it takes about 30 to 45 minutes for the average person to get to where they're comfortable doing that. And then we go to a hard dock, and we actually practice at a dock. And then I say, okay, what restaurants would you like to be able to get to by your boat? Because I'm going to teach you how to dock at those restaurants.
I love that.
Because that's the thing is that they're like, okay, I can use my boat now, but yeah. I'm afraid to go to the boatyard, or I'm afraid to go to Papa Boo's,
right.
or the Island House, because you know you have to be able to dock when you get there. So, so then as we go around the lake, I'm showing you how to navigate Buckeye Lake, but at the same time we stop at these docks and practice docking at each of these different restaurants and bars and. Till you're comfortable in your boat.
That's absolutely brilliant. To me, and again, I've never owned a boat. I've been on a boat more than a couple times, but I've never captained. I've never been the guy in charge of the throttle and all that stuff. It seems to me, Kelly, that the thing that a lot of people don't plan for is that drift. I mean, like when you're driving mm-hmm. a car, when you hit the brakes, you come to a stop and boom. With a boat, you kill the and you still are coasting in. You're still moving. You kind of have to anticipate current and those kind of things, don't you?
Well, you do, and that's what I teach in the class. But there's something else that I teach, and I call it the bump, B-U-M-P.
Okay.
So when you're 2 feet, first off, as you're approaching a dock, you should be at idle. And then when you're 2 boat lengths away from the dock, you should put it in neutral.
Okay.
And let the boat, as you mentioned, it continues to glide. It's going to continue to glide up to that dock. Mm-hmm. If you need a little more propulsion, I say go from neutral to forward, 1/1002, and bring it back to neutral. I call it a bump. So I'll say bump forward or bump reverse.
Okay.
And that what that does is because you're already in neutral now, so you're starting to slow down, you're approaching the dock. If you need just that little more boost to get there, you just bump it, you know? And that's where people they leave it in gear till they're right up to the dock, and then they think they're going to stop the boat, and it doesn't stop. It just keeps going. So that's part of my training.
Yeah.
And if you're coming in just a little hot still, I say bump it in reverse. Mm-hmm. So your propellers turn in the opposite direction, which will slow your boat down.
Makes sense.
But if you just do it as a bump, you make your changes as with just a bump. Even if you were to hit the dock, you're going so slow, you're not going to hurt anything.
Right.
Or your first mate can reach out and grab the post or wrap a line around the post and pull you in.
Effectively working as a shock absorber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right on. And I imagine, too, I mean, boat to boat, I mean, you know, not all cars are the same, not all boats are the same. So they sit in the water different, have a different profile under and above the water. So I imagine for some boats, wind is as much a factor as current, right?
Well, wind is a big factor. Yeah. And I explain to people, you know, before you dock, you're going to look over to the shore, look for a flag. And you want to look at the direction of the wind to help you determine then how to approach that dock. So you're either going to come in, well, there's it's kind of hard to explain over the radio, but there's you come in on an angle.
Okay.
And so you're going to kind of try to head into the wind. And that's the other thing I teach when I do my hands-on training is, as you're approaching a dock, you always want to look for the dock that's the easiest to get into. And I explain that by saying, okay, if there's dock space and there's not a boat on either side, that one's going to be easier to pull into versus a dock that's already got a boat there that you have to slide into now and fit between the dock and the boat next to it. Mm-hmm. So you always want to look for the easiest dock. The other thing you want to look is you want to dock into the wind. You don't want to dock with the wind blowing from your side or blowing from behind you. So if you have the choice of choosing the dock where you're going to pull into the wind, that's the one you're going to have the best opportunity to control your boat.
So ultimately looking the best to onlookers that are on your boat and other people, right?
You want to look like you know what you're doing.
Right.
You want to be a good captain, a safe captain.
I love the sound of all of it so far. We're talking to Kelly Collins. It's fascinating. We've got a boat camp coming up for beginning boaters. We're going to talk about that and more as Talk of the Town continues here on Buckeye Country.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Joel Riley, Dave Doney is still on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Looks like a beautiful day today. We're going for a high of 54. Should be sunny, sunny, sunny right on through weekend. A little bit different story. We got full forecast details along the way, and we're talking to Kelly Collins. We've been talking boating. Kelly, very accomplished with the Coast Guard and the first ever ODNR certified boating instructor for Ohio. That right there gives me great comfort in your abilities. And I mean, I got acquainted with you during Pirate Fest last year, but I mean, that wasn't really so much about hardcore boating, Kelly. Now tell me, you've got a free class, a boating for beginners class that's coming up. And it's already, I mean, you've already got like 60 people signed up for 80 capacity. So I mean, there's a big thirst for knowledge when it comes to boating, especially at Buckeye Lake.
Well, and there's people that are also thinking about buying a boat. They don't have one yet. And they have no clue where to start. And, you know, a lot of people make the mistake that the first boat they see, they're like, oh, that's beautiful. I want it. And they don't even know if that's the right boat for them or not. So this class that we're going to teach, it's on Saturday, March 29th. It's from 1 to 4 at Harbor Hills Country Club. The golf course are on right on Buckeye Lake.
Right on.
And you have to register in advance because we have materials. You get handouts and so forth for everybody. What they do is the free training class, we're going to go over topics that will help you decide on what the best boat is for you. So there's a series of questions that we ask people. And when we ask you these questions, it's going to get you thinking about, well, how am I going to use the boat? Is it just me? Do I like to just go fishing? Well, then we're going to steer you towards a boat, you know, ideally a bass boat or something ideally for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a big family and friends that like to come out and hop on your boat or want to go out on the boat and well, then you want a pontoon boat.
Mm-hmm.
Buckeye Lake is ideally suited for pontoon boats.
Right on.
And so we help you decide. And we even help people like, well, what size motor should I get? We help you decide what size motor you need. How are you going to use the boat? Are you going to do any water skiing or, you know, towing something behind you? You're going to have some bunch of kids on the boat. You might need a little bit bigger motor. So
Okay. These
are all series of questions that we ask. But the main thing with the class is we want to educate you on the rules and regulations about boating. The other thing that we want to go through with you would be what's the necessary equipment? What am I required to have on that boat by law? And then in my 40 years of boating, there's things that I have found come in handy on a boat.
Mm.
And so I share the list of those, like a boat hook. for example.
A boat hook?
A boat hook.
Okay, what do I need a boat hook for?
Well, if something falls overboard, okay. You know, you lose your hat. So I know you like hats. So if you lose one of your hats in the water, you can turn around. You got a boat hook. You can reach out and pull a hat out of the
water. Gotcha. Okay.
If you lose one of your bumpers or some people fenders, you know, on the side of the boat, mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to get out of the water? Well, if you got and you're on a pontoon boat, you can't really reach into the water to grab it. You got a boat hook.
Gotcha.
If you're trying to dock your boat and the wind's really strong and you're having trouble getting it close enough to the dock to wrap the line around the post, you could use your boat hook to reach out and grab it and pull the boat in closer.
You know?
So, yeah, there's lots of things you can use a boat hook for.
I got you. And I think, too, I mean, you know, you talk about like a driver's license. People think, hey, I've got a driver's license. I know how to drive a car. I should be able to drive a boat. It seems like because so many people spend time in cars, there's some things that are intuitive.
Yeah.
Like when you get your driver's license, it's like, I've kind of watched this happen. But I mean, I'm amazed at how many times you say people go on a boat ride and go, oh, this is a blast, and they go buy a boat.
Yeah.
Is most of boating intuitive or is it mostly learned?
Oh, it's learned.
Yeah?
It's definitely learned, yeah. If you've had no experience on a boat at all, the biggest shock for people is the fact that you can't stop a boat. I mean, we alluded to it a little bit earlier. They don't understand that boat does not stop like a car. You don't have brakes.
Right.
You can slow a boat down, but you really can't just stop a boat.
Yeah.
So eventually you'll stop it, but not like a car. So,
I gotcha.
But actually, if you were born after January 1st, 1982, you are required to have a boating license. And there are courses that you can take online. ODNR teaches, it's a two-day class to get your boating license, but you can also take the course online. And the Coast Guard Auxiliary out at Buckeye Lake, they do some classes there also. You can go through them to get your license also.
Okay. Now, is there a component where I'm actually on the water? Because it sounds to me like if I'm doing online classes, that would be like taking a swimming class online. I mean, I want some practical experience.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Buckeye Lake, especially in the summer, it gets busy.
Oh.
And I would think you got to know your way around and you got to know what other boaters are doing so you kind of blend in and you don't become a part of the problem.
Well, and that's, again, why there's such a need for what I do, because people think that, so you take the online class, it'd be like taking driver's ed without a driving class.
Right.
You know, you sit there, you take the classroom, and you say, okay, here's your license, go out and have fun. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
No.
So it's the same thing with boating. You know, you need to have that hands-on training.
Mm-hmm.
And most people get it from either a family member or a friend, or me. I guess there really isn't another opportunity.
Doesn't
or
seem
videos.
Like it. Yeah.
Some people watch videos on their computer, and
sure.
That's how they're going to learn how to use their boat. And you'll learn a lot that way, but it's the hands-on.
Is
what really helps.
And inclement weather and good weather and different winds and all that stuff, it seems to go. So when you talk about that, can I just sign up? I mean, I'm just interested, sign up and see what it goes, or are there prerequisites to even signing up?
There's no prerequisites to sign up for the class that I'm teaching, the Boating for Beginners class, the free class. You just go online. Our website is BuckeyeLakeBoaterTraining.com, BuckeyeLakeBoaterTraining.com. And just click on the link to register for the class. No charge. And show up on Saturday, March 29th at 1 o'clock and we're going to teach you what you need to know about boats.
And you talk about handouts and those kind of things, but I mean, what are in your experience, because you've been around boating seemingly your whole life, what are the things, I mean, other than, you know, not being able to stop the boat and that are kind of eye-opening? Like when you start talking about it, is it the cost? Is it how much safety equipment I need? What is it that really is kind of that point where people go, this is kind of serious?
Probably when you start writing checks, you know, breaking out the credit card,
right.
which is another thing. In the class, we explain some of the expenses that you need to budget for.
Okay.
In fact, I have a slide that shows a money tree. You know, I said, do you have a money tree? You know, you need to plan for these expenses. And people think, I write a check for a boat, we're good.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot more expenses you need to budget for. And we go over those in the class. You know, where are you going to dock the boat? Are you going to launch it with a trailer? What size car do you have? Can you tow a boat the size that you're purchasing with your existing vehicle, or are you going to have to buy another vehicle?
Wow.
Where are you going to park it during the winter months? How do you winterize the boat to prepare it for winter?
Mm-hmm.
And these are insurance, sales tax. A lot of people don't understand they got to pay sales tax on the purchase of that boat too.
Right.
So yeah, there's a whole lot to it, and those are things that we go over in this class that we're teaching.
And is there any because you know I grew up around pools. So I went through junior life saving, senior life saving, and that. Is there a quotient of that where, because, I mean, you're in the water and not everybody that gets on a boat knows how to swim. Is there any CPR or life saving strategies as a part of the training?
Not part of this training.
Okay.
It's a 3-hour class, and I've learned people have a short attention span. We're not going to get them more than 3 hours. But we do about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half, and then we take a 10-minute break.
Okay.
During the break, we show you how to tie knots for your boats. We call it a mock dock that we bring with us to the class. And we teach you during that break period, yeah, how to tie, what different, you know, there's the half hitch, there's a cleat. We show you how to use the tie it up onto a cleat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's part of the class also. Then when we resume, then we talk about all the different types of boats and the pros and cons to each boat. And we talk about safety equipment. Here, I typed a few things down here. Navigational rules.
Okay.
People don't understand. You're headed down the lake. You're just doing great. You're having fun, and there's a boat coming towards you, either head-on or from an angle. Well, who has the right-of-way, and who has to give way, and who stands on? We go through all those terms and how that works. Another big thing that we have done at Buckeye Lake is Buckeye Lake's a shallow lake. A lot of people don't know this, but Buckeye Lake started in the early 1800s. It was a feeder source, a water source for the Ohio Erie Canal System. And those canals traveled all over the state, and that's how people moved goods, you know, throughout Ohio, was through these canals. And there'd be a horse or a mule would have a rope tied to it to the boat, and it would tow that boat through the canals. So those canals, some of those canals, they're still here at Buckeye Lake. So in about the mid-1800s, the trains came out. They didn't need the canals anymore because the boats, you know, because now the trains were more efficient and faster and so forth.
Haul more payload and all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's when they decided, well, we're going to turn Buckeye Lake into a recreational lake. And a lot of people don't know this, but Buckeye Lake is the first state park in Ohio.
Hmm.
And so they dug the rest of the lake out by hand because it was a swamp back then.
Okay.
They dug it out by hand. So Buckeye Lake is a shallow lake. The deepest point is somewhere between 12 to 14 feet. And then most of it can be 6 to 8 feet. So there are hazards, underwater hazards at Buckeye Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I produced a map. It's the first and only map of Buckeye Lake that shows where the underwater hazards are.
Oh, be darned.
You see those red dots? For those listeners on the radio here, you're going to have to look in real close to the speaker so you can see.
Well, I see some coming out from Sellers Point.
Yes.
To Onion Island, and I see some from Onion Island over to Leeb's Island.
That's the towpath. Remember I told you about the towpath?
Right.
That towpath is still there.
Okay.
It's 3 feet underwater. So when the lake is full, it's 3 feet underwater. But when the lake is down a foot or 2 feet, now that towpath is only a foot underwater.
Yeah, that's a go-around zone.
And you're going to hit it. Yeah, you're going to. And people, I hear people all the time, I don't understand. I hit something. It tore up my prop or tore off my outdrive.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of the lake. Well, you hit the towpath.
Yeah.
So there are buoys. There are channel markers for you to go through there where they cut the towpath out so you can go. But people don't know that. So we teach that in the class. And the map that I just handed you, that shows where the underwater hazards are at Buckeye Lake.
Brilliant.
And this past summer, we were in a drought, and the lake was down 2 feet.
Right.
More hazards became, started popping up because the water was down so low.
Sure.
So we're going to add even more hazards to the map this year. And that map is free. It's distributed at 40 locations all around the lake, and we just want to help people. We want to help them. Because if you go out and you hit something, you tear up your boat, you just ruined your day, you ruined your weekend.
You ruined your checkbook.
It's going to cost you a lot of money. So if you pick up one of these free maps, you can avoid those underwater hazards. You're going to see where they are on a map, and you're going to stay away from those areas.
Well, and plus, you know, I see on here too, I mean, you know, if you learn how to dock, I mean, your Buckeye Lake Yacht Club, you're talking to the boat yard, the Buckeye Lake Winery, I mean, Papa Booze, the map is all-inclusive. So it's absolutely a great resource. Now, Kelly, we got just a couple of minutes left here. Mm-hmm. For folks that are intrigued and want to register, you got 80 capacity, and you're already over 60 people signed up. Now, not to dissuade anybody, because there's room. If you hit 80, is there a chance for another class?
Well, I can probably squeeze 85 into the room,
okay.
So I can maybe add 5 more. But if we get beyond that, then what we'll do is we'll put you on a wait list.
Okay.
And we'll probably do another class. So if I can get everybody into this one class, you know, we'll be good.
Life is happy.
But if I need to hold a second class, we'll probably bring back the Women in Boats class.
Okay.
And we did that class because a lot of ladies were embarrassed to sit in a classroom with men and raise their hand and ask a question.
Okay.
So we do the women in boats class, so they're a little more comfortable in the room. So if there's a need for it, we'll put on another class. If there's a need for it, we got to do it, we'll do it.
You seem like such an amenable, agreeable guy. It doesn't surprise me at all. So, particulars. When is the class?
Saturday, March 29th. Starts at 1 o'clock, and it'll go till 1 to 4.
So you got about a week to get registered. Is there a deadline for registration?
No, as long as I've got open spots, okay. I'll take registrations right up to the day of.
All right. And what's the most efficient way to get registered?
Go to our website, Buckeye Lake Boater Training. com.
Gotcha. It sounds fantastic. And just a quick blurb, talked with Pirate Fest at the beginning. Do we have a date set for Pirate Fest?
Sure. It's going to be May 16, 17, and 18.
Brilliant.
So it's the weekend between Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
I love it. So, I mean, we had a blast doing that. And Kelly's just one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, you know good stuff is coming. So it's great to see you. And I hope you have nothing but success with the beginning boaters class at Buckeye Lake.
Can I real quick just name my sponsors?
Absolutely.
Because to help me teach this class, I have sponsors help me pay for
materials. Well, you got a free class. There's somebody giving blood somewhere, right?
So it's Buckeye Lake Marina, Lisa Stewart with Howard Hanna Realty, East and Northeast Harbor Marinas, Buckeye Lake Margaritas, and of course the Harbor Hills Country Club. Those are sponsors. Thank them for helping put on this class.
And that's because you're in a room that's rain or shine, right?
Yes, yes.
Because, I mean, you know, sometimes boaters, if it gets cloudy, they don't like to go.
Actually, the worse the weather, the better the attendance.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because people are ready to get out
something
on the water?
Something to do. If the weather's beautiful, it's like, oh, I should be out trimming the trees or you know, getting my boat launched or whatever.
I got you. Well, Kelly, with you, nothing but success on the beginning for boaters class. And again, it's absolutely great to have you in. We've got more to come musically, but don't forget, Dave Doney is back on Monday with another edition of Talk of the Town right here on Classic Hits. Cool 101.7, Keith Urban coming right up.